The Brewers gave up leads of 2-1 and 4-3 before losing to the San Francisco Giants Tuesday night. Giants outfielder Mike Yastrzemski's two-run shot in the seventh inning gave the visitors a 5-4 victory at American Family Field. Yoel Piamps gave up the blast and took the loss. Jackson Churio and Willy Adames went deep for Milwaukee. Churio's 449-foot homer was the longest of the season for his team. Freddy Peralta starts tonight's Game 2 of the series. The Packers have trimmed their roster to 53 players while preparing for the 2024 NFL season. Kickers Anders Carlson was cut in favor of Greg Joseph. The front office gave up on Carlson and wide receiver Samori Toure at the deadline. Running back A.J. Dillon and tight end Tyler Davis were put on season-ending injured reserve. The coaches decided to keep Malik Willis as the second-string quarterback while releasing Sean Clifford and rookie Michael Pratt. Wisconsin football has sold out its reserved and student season tickets for the third straight season. The announcement was made Tuesday. A limited number of premium season tickets remain in the South End Zone and Varsity Club. School officials say single-game tickets are still available for home games. A challenging home schedule with three preseason top 10 teams is the toughest in over 50 years, dating back to 1973. Those single-game tickets are available for games at Camp Randall Stadium against Western Michigan, South Dakota, Purdue, Penn State, Oregon, and Minnesota. Former Badgers linebacker Maima Jong-Mehta has made the cut and is listed on the Bengals' 53-man roster. Jong-Mehta signed with Cincinnati as an undrafted free agent. He made 29 tackles during the team's three preseason games with two pass deflections and some impressive work on special teams. He was one of the best performers on the Badgers' defense as a junior. Jong-Mehta's performance did slide back a bit last season, or he likely would have been drafted. Milwaukee Brewers outfielder Christian Yelich says his back issues had started bothering him off the field as well as on it by the time he opted to undergo season-ending surgery. The 2018 NL MVP spoke to reporters Tuesday. For the first time since having surgery August 16th, Yelich said it was to the point where daily living sucked by the time he decided to have surgery. The Brewers have expressed optimism Yelich will be ready for the start of the 2025 season. Yelich says he feels encouraged by how his body has responded to the surgery thus far. In national news, NFL owners have approved a rule allowing private equity investors in their teams. They voted to let certain league-sanctioned firms buy up a stake of up to 10% in the 32 franchises that are steadily soaring in value. The previously prohibited practice was studied for the past 5 years. During that time, the Denver Broncos sold for $4.65 billion and the Washington Commanders went for $6.05 billion. The NFL took this vote at a special meeting in Minnesota. It vetted three standalone funds and one consortium of five firms as the only allowable investors. Now that CeeDee Lamb has a contract that could keep him with the Dallas Cowboys through 2028, the All-Pro receiver is ready for the peace of mind that quarterback Dak Prescott will be with him. Lamb went through the team's light workout Tuesday night, a few hours after signing the $136 million four-year extension that ended his months-long holdout. Prescott is going into the final season of the club record $160 million four-year deal he signed in 2021, and coming off by far the best year with his number one receiver. Lamb led the NFL with 135 catches and had 1,749 yards receiving with 12 touchdowns. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.